the attunement, each of you step forth in this magnificent light. So this is what they're trying to explain to us. When we get bogged down in suffering, when we get overwhelmed by our thoughts, because we have, they're showing me the Queen of Wands. This is all of us, regardless of your gender, very capable. So that fire energy of creation. So each of us are standing in our own power, in our own certainty. We are releasing some old obligations. In other words, you know, those incarnations where things didn't go so well with us traveling with our gifts. So this returning to our light and returning to our power is very, very essential, that we start getting comfortable with delivering the goods to ourselves in our holy requirement. So this is owning your energy, owning your broadcast, owning your intuition, really learning how to abide by it. Because we've each assimilated, we tend to, you know, it's just like when a ventriloquist like throws their voice. We throw our power. We give it to another, or we have like that false sense of power. We may be loud or, what would be the word, defensive. We're always on the offense. But that's not always power. That's manipulation to keep yourself safe. But what we're learning to do is to draw from our own inner chambers. Now, when I'm saying that, they show me a sonogram. So this is the birthing process. We are birthing ourselves. We are birthing our true essence. So we want to get very comfortable with feeling our light. So when they were talking about when you get stressed, you get overwhelmed, you don't know what to do, and it seems like nothing's working, it's because we haven't stepped back and allowed our own mission, allowed our own security, allowed our own witnessing to take hold. So in other words, we're assessing everything from the dream state, from words, thoughts, what we've been fed, like force-fed, in terms of this is, you know, the conditioned responses. So we've all been dutiful students, and we've just swallowed it whole. So they're showing me a peacock. My peacock, that's funny. The peacock is my symbol for enlightenment. So this peacock has these like this beautiful diamond necklace on. So the idea, in other words, there, my higher self's making this peacock user friendly. The idea is the peacock is each one of us. So this is our enlightened presence. They want us to get very comfortable with recognizing that there's this enlightened presence that's presiding over us, that's watching everything unfold. So what we're learning to do is to administer to this higher persuasion, this higher orchestration. So when we're busy turning this way and that, and just working off the cuff, they're reminding us to move into our heart space, to move into that place where what resides is truth. So as we will receive our light, so again, when we receive our light, when we attune to our light, we function from our true address. Not from fear, not from conditioned responses, but from that place of our higher altar. Remember the peacock, remember our enlightened wisdom. So we're bringing ourselves that further address. So as we will receive our holy invitation, this is the invitation from our higher selves that is being placed. So it's like I just see each of us at this exquisite banquet. And so just imagine there are these servants, but they're not servants like lower than us. They're actually serving us truth. And so they're placing this new obligation, like right where you would have your soup bowl, right where you would have your next course, for our enjoyment, for our engagement. So remember, it's like spiritual manna, breaking bread. So we're receiving our holy coursework, our holy advancement, our holy treatise. This is our light. So as we function with our light, we're no longer afraid of the dark being 3D, egoic consciousness, all that fear energy, really the vibe of 3D. We're moving into our new placement. So this whole great awakening is occurring as we consent. As we consent, day by day, moment by moment. So now we're back to the Queen of Wands. So this is someone that can certainly get the job done. If you've got a project, you want your Queen of Wands present. This is us. Each of us are attending to our true ministry. They're saying like the true Messiah. So we want to remember that all of these masters, all of these avatars are aspects of that which we are, that which we are committed to on our higher awareness that we're bringing forward, we're bringing front and center. So each of us, whatever the riddle of the day is, whatever the question of the day is, the answer is your Queen of Wands. The answer is your light. The answer is your enlightened awareness. So as we will receive, they're saying by and by, and they wanted me to explain this. By and by means it's not like you're just waiting for one day and you're suddenly in 5D. By and by means every time you get frustrated, every time you lose your patience, every time you go into fear, by and by, we remember our holy advancement. We remember our security. We remember, they're showing me like a bookmark in this holy scripture. So just imagine your higher self reading to you from holy scripture. So this isn't necessarily the Bible that we're used to. The holy scripture is the truth that is true always in ways that our soul recognizes. It may be the Bible. We may have participated in writing the Bible. So we want to get very comfortable with allowing our further claim, our further excitement. So further claim, further excitement is our light, where we're no longer cloaked, where we're no longer, remember, like throwing our voice, deferring our power to something grander, to something greater. There are many of you that are seeking guidance from ones where you actually have higher guidance, but you're just not used to trusting it yet. You're not used to standing in your own power. So as we bring forth our light, as we bring forth our kindest gesturing, so kindest gesturing is kindness to self. When you notice yourself berating yourself, you shouldn't have done that. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do this? Whatever it is, remember, that's the darkness. The darkness is always going to find fault. What we're learning to do is to turn the page and bring forth excitement, bring forth unity. So unity is really realizing we're all one. But also realizing we're one with our higher self already. We're one with our answer key already. We're one with our higher frequency already. As we will receive our place of honor. So remember, we're at the banquet table. We're being served. We have all these symbols. We have all these kind gesturings that are assisting us as we will listen. As we will listen, pay attention to what tickles you, what brings you just relief of the doubts or the stress or where you're still avoiding because you don't know if you can trust yourself yet. Pay attention to the imagery. Very often our higher self brings us things that makes us giggle or just sort of calms our nerves. And we don't even think twice about it. It's here, these offerings, whether you see something, whether you psychically remember something, see something, feel something, hear a song, suddenly see a kitty cat that makes you smile on your laptop, whatever it may be, it's connecting the dots. It's the connecting the dots. So I just may see a cat and I'm like, oh, what a cute cat. And I may be associating with a lifetime in Egypt where there's so much occurring beyond our conscious awareness. So we want to draw upon that higher witnessing. We want to draw upon that higher sequencing and allow ourselves to emerge. Now, when I said the word emerge, we all woke up. There was light. There was just emphasis of light. Imagine like a dimmer switch, and suddenly there's more light. There's more light. So we want to get comfortable with feeling that light. Some of us may feel exposed. We like to almost like a Harry Potter where we're all cloaked. You know, no one can see them, and I have my invisible cloak on today. So we're reaching back, and we're setting setting ourselves in proper staging. In other words, we're committing to that follow through. We're committing to that light. We're committing to that higher broadcast. Because of due process, in other words, it's due us. Because we're ready. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this kind gesturing, this light brings us holy conclusion. It brings us higher alternate arrivals. So this is where you just can't see the forest from the trees. You just don't know what you're going to do. And suddenly you see everything from a higher advantage. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, this isn't so bad after all. This is the light. This is why it's so essential at this time that we obligate ourselves to our light and we return to our solemn address. In other words, recognizing that, in fact, this is our natural state, and abiding by it and attuning to it. So allow yourselves a place of comfort. So this is feeling comfortable, being seen, being heard, knowing. There's someone that still plays coy. I don't know. Well, maybe. I'm not sure. But you do know is the thing. You do know. They're saying like start to rehearse, start to practice, start admitting, start recognizing, start attuning, start abiding, and allow sights unseen. So remember, you may feel it, you may see it, you may sense it. You're going to start receiving beyond the first physical sight. You may see it, but with your spiritual sight. You may know it with your intuition. You're going beyond the old approach. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts of further pastime. This is, we're going abroad. We're leaving our comfort zone. We're leaving the old stage. Almost like when they went off to discover the new America. Discover America. So it's you're moving, you're in motion. Now this is important too, because some of us, it's like, well, you know, I finally got a rock. I'm just sitting on this rock because I got tired of swimming. And so we're going to learn how to walk on water so you don't have to wear yourself out. So when they say walk on water, it's not literal, though perhaps it will be. But walking on water, of course, is overcoming your emotions. So that's what the water is about, overcoming the emotions. So again, overcoming density, overcoming past thoughts, past conditioning, past fears, and traveling with your light. So as you will receive your gifting, as you will receive your holy occurrence. Now, when I said holy occurrence, it's like waves. So it's like again and again and again. So each time you get more and more comfortable, each time you get closer to your own alchemy, to your own trust, to your own truth. So allow these energies to shift you, to bring you up to speed. You missed a day of work, get me up to speed. What happened? What did I miss? It's bringing you up to speed in your new identity, in your new creation, in your new, I'm trying to get that word. There are many, let me say it this way. There are many, many versions of ourselves. So we think we're singular, but we're really not. We're very, very plural. So we exist in many, many timelines. So when we proceed, we're adjusting to a new timeline. So when we want a miracle, when we want something that isn't in our current state, remember, we are bringing that with new introduction. We're not working 80 hours a week, every single year to get a promotion or to make money or whatever it is that you're being called to. They always say, and it makes me giggle, we're receiving it lickety-split. What they mean by that is it has nothing to do with time at all. At all. It has to do with leverage. It has to do with our willingness to shift vibrationally, to allow that light to consume us. Because remember, everything's energy. Everything's atoms. Everything is waves, really. It's really all consciousness. So as we adjust in consciousness, we bring forth to ourselves that which is our truth, that which you are here to bring forth. So everything you're feeling, I feel like I'm walking into a healing ministry. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing whatever. I feel like, trust the feeling, trust the dream, trust the idea, trust the intuition. And then evolve in your own prosperity. In other words, receive the truth of self vibrationally. Lickety-split. Lickety-split. They get that from my brain. I am positive of that. But when I say that, I receive light. Now, the light's coming to us. Remember, it was like, I forget that word that I associated with, but it was like wave. Wave. So each time there's like this like wave, it's almost like a wave in a kiddie pool. It's not going to drown you or anything, but it's just like lapping at you so that you get more and more comfortable. Just like if you're walking into an ocean and it's kind of cold, but you know, you start adjusting a little bit of waves, like it's okay, I'm going to keep proceeding. Going to keep proceeding. So I'm leaving my old lifestyle. My old patterns of communication, my old pastimes, my old addictive behaviors, my old identity of my false self, and I'm advancing steadily. They didn't say advance once, you're done. Advancing steadily, they really want us to understand it's an ongoing occurrence. So that like lapping of the waves, ongoing occurrence. Imagine a waterfall, ongoing, never ending. How fast can you grow? How much are you ready to receive the truth of self? And trust. Remember, we were on this rock. We didn't want to leave. I finally got myself on a rock. So we're learning to walk on water. What that really symbolizes as well is we're learning new ways. We're learning new lifestyle. We're learning a new way of existence. Would you like to join? That would be quite lovely. We're learning a new way of existence. As we allow true receivership. So as we receive this light, we bring forth our new tomorrows. We're anchoring in what we're going to receive in what we would see, think of as tomorrow in the now moment. Let us receive. And just feel that light just anchoring in. Today's the day. Today's the day I step into my new tomorrow. Today's the day.